Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The partisan gridlock in Washington today may have roots in the way we draw congressional districts. That's according to an investigation by the Dayton Daily News earlier this week. Redistricting happens every 10 years, and this is the third straight decade in Ohio that Republicans have led the redistricting process. Gerrymandering, or drawing congressional districts to benefit one political party, is nothing new, but it's gotten easier. These days, technology can pinpoint how people vote and where they live, and it causes these wild-looking districts that have very little to do with geography. I spoke with Ken McCall at the Dayton Daily News, who crunched the numbers for Ohio's 16 congressional districts.
Essentially, what I found was the four Democratic districts held by Democrats out of the 16, were the poorest. They had generally the most minorities and blacks. They had the highest poverty rate, lowest median household income, the highest vacancy rates. Well, three of them had the highest vacancy rates. It had the highest unemployment. So there were a bunch of these. I put together a bunch of these different demographics. And there was a stark differences between the Republican and Democratic congressional districts.
This not only seems then to have an effect on who we elect, but how those elected officials are then leading the country.
Right. There are two basic issues, I think, here. One is the perception of fairness or unfairness in the districts. Because if you add up all the votes for Republican congressional candidates in 2012, and you add up all the Democratic votes for congressional candidates in 2012, that difference was 51% Republican and 47% Democrat. And yet, Republicans got 75% of the districts. So Paul Beck, who is a political science professor emeritus at Ohio State, he said that, you know, that undermines people's confidence in the democratic system because they vote their preferences, but their preferences don't have a chance of winning. So, I mean, there's the fairness issue, and then there's the dysfunction issue. And the fairness issue has been around for a long time. That's, I think everyone has sort of said, well, that's just politics, and that's just politics in Ohio. But it's the dysfunction issue and the problems in Congress that I believe are causing people to say, hey, wait, we've got to do something about this.
And why does that cause dysfunction?
One theory is it causes dysfunction because with all these safe districts, there is not really a swing district in Ohio right now. Whoever wins the primary has the job. And so the general election doesn't really matter. You only have to worry, if you're a candidate in one of these safe districts, you don't have to worry about the other party. You only have to worry about people who are farther either to the right of you if you're a Republican or to the left of you if you're a Democrat. And so the way they feel they have to vote, as these, you know, candidates get pulled farther apart, it creates gridlock and dysfunction in Congress.
Now, gerrymandering, this idea of drawing districts for a political gain of one party over another, I mean, that's been around for a really long time. Why will it change now?
Well, it's beginning to change. It's done by the states. There's no federal law that says how to do this. Around the country, you're seeing states try different schemes. The Ohio Constitution Modernization Commission is looking at a proposal that was first started by John Husted and then it was taken up by Frank LaRose.
Two Republicans.
Senator. Yeah, both of them are Republicans. That would make a bipartisan committee that would draw the maps. So you would need a supermajority of this seven-member commission to get a map approved.
That's Ken McCall with the Dayton Daily News. He says any changes to Ohio's Constitution will have to be approved by that Constitutional Modernization Commission, the Ohio General Assembly, and Ohio voters. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.